Thanks again for helping me in, Professor. I feel so horrible for distracting you from your busy schedule. I honestly can't think what I would have done if you didn't show up. I always... Oh, that? I just locked the door. My neighbor sometimes walks around drunk and stumbles into the wrong apartments. But anyway, enough about her. Let me get you that drink I promised you. And you're sure you just wanted water, right? I can't entice you into anything else. Not that I have alcohol or anything in my apartment, of course. I'm not that kind of girl. College student more interested in finding a hottest party than the pursuit of knowledge has no place in my class. Your own words from the first day of class. I suppose I remember a lot of the things you say. I just have a knack for remembering important things as well. Like, I still laugh when I think about how you totally shut down that idiot Carter when he was trying to heckle you that one time. Third day of class, I believe. Yeah, he's always been a bit of a nuisance, hasn't he? I've always hated how he'd interrupt your words and try to ridicule you. Not that he ever succeeded, of course. He's a fool, and you, Professor, you've always been so amazing. And, I mean, you're so inspiring and motivating and handsome and so, so kind to me. Water, that's right. How could I forget? Silly me. One second. I should let you know that you won't have to worry about Carter being a distraction in your class anymore. I heard he's moving away. Far, far away. Isn't that pleasant news? And now that we won't have any more chatter from him and his peanut gallery in the back, I can just focus more on you. You know, your words and your class. Your voice. Here's your water. Sorry for the wait. I just had to, prepare it. No. Drink up, please. It's no hassle. I promise. Happy last drop. Good, right? Oh, weird. Did it taste funny? I guess the water just tastes weird here sometimes. But it goes down smooth, I promise you. Here, I'll take that glass for you. Now then, could I offer you something to eat? Oh, you've gotta go? To your girlfriend's house? I wasn't aware you had a girlfriend. How careless of me. No, I'm sorry. I'm so clumsy. I just get frazzled sometimes. I didn't know that you had a first aid kit? Yes, I suppose I'm bleeding. Such a pretty red. Oh, yes, the first aid kit. It's in the pantry, in the kitchen. I'll get it. No, Professor, please, I'll get it. No, not that door! Professor, you weren't supposed to see that. Not yet, anyway. Not until you knew. Who is that? That's Carter, of course. And he's like that because he disrespected you. No one disrespects my professor, after all. I hate the thought of this spoiled little boy speaking back to you of all people when you are so kind to teach us. Where are you going? What do you mean, Professor? Why do you want to go? I did this for you, don't you understand? Carter is a menace. And the world, our world together, would be so much better without him. Now, Professor, surely you don't mean that. I'm sure you're just frazzled, is all. You get frazzled too, don't you? And another thing we have in common. We're practically perfect for each other. Oh no, that is no use, I assure you. That door won't unlock unless I want it unlocked, and, well, if I'm being honest, I'm happy with you right where you are. Though, you could be a little closer if I'm being really honest. Come, Professor, you should not be so frantic. Especially with what's coursing through your system right now. I might have gone a little overboard with the drugs, but... Well, I had to make sure it would work, you know? I finally have you here after all. I couldn't waste my one shot. That's a good Professor. Sit down. Your hair is falling in your face. Here, let me get that for you. Oh my. You're every bit as soft and smooth as I thought you'd be. I admit, I always imagined that first time this close would be under sweeter circumstances, but being with you is all that matters now. You'll see that one day, Professor. Being here with me, being mine, is all that matters. Now, why don't you sleep for a while? I'll tuck you in nice and cozy. I'm sure you're feeling pretty tired about now, right? That should have you out for about a few hours. Which should be long enough for me to find out about the supposed girlfriend of yours. Aren't you excited, Professor? We're so much closer to being together now. Oh my gosh, it's the happiest I've been in years. Ever since that time we first met years ago. Don't you remember? Well, how about I tell you when you wake up? And I go and make sure your supposed girlfriend won't bother us, okay? Good night, Professor. Sweet dreams, my love.